Hey, Chevra, since we ended up, Min HaShemayim, talking about the parasha somewhat in the long shir, which wasn't supposed to be, even a hapachu, so now in the 5 minutes we have to speak just about Purim. That's what we're going to do. Everything that was planned. Rabos Machshavos Bolivish Vasas Hashem Yisakum tonight. So Mordechai, you know, we say by Mordechai at Tzadik that he won't bow to Haman. The pasuk says, "Lo yichrev, lo yishtachive." Lo yichrev, lo yishtachive. That he's not going to bow. Now, lo yichrev yishtachive are both words of bowing, as we all know. Why does he have to repeat? Now, they're different words, but why does he have to repeat that? Why does the Megillah have to repeat lo yichrev, lo yishtachive? Just say lo yichrev; he'll never bow down. Lo yishtachive. This is actually a Gemara Megillah, Daf Chav Beis, Amid Beis. All the way at the bottom. But the Gemara there explains that Kriya and Ishtachavia are two very different things. Right, Chav Beis, Amid Beis at the bottom. Kriya and Ishtachavia are very different. Kriya is bowing just with your knees, bowing down the way we bow during Shemoneh Esrei, perhaps. Or bowing, really, it's not what we bow, because it's really going on your knees. It's bowing on your knees. As the knees are the Lashon Kriya. Hishtachavia is completely going picha yadayim v'raglayim. As opposed to just bowing down and going on your knees, Mechra brachav, it's completely putting your entire body completely subservient to the Ribbono Shel. Your face down to the ground, your whole body flat out, lying down and bowing to Hashem. That's what Ishtachavia is, opposed to just going down on your knees, which is Kriya. So you know what Mordechai was saying? Lo yichra v'ishtachavia. He's saying, halavai in life, lo yichra. Lo yichra means I'm not going to bow down. I'm not going to fall on any level to my Yetzihara. I'm not going to fall on any level to my Taivas. I'm not going to fall on any level to that which is trying to bring me down, Haman HaRasha, representing the Yetzihara, representing all of that in our lives that brings us down. But if Chas V'Sholom I do fall, which for some of us happens, and there are times in our life when we have a nefila, and we have some level of fall, so unfortunately, avera gereres avera. And unfortunately, the normal human nature is, when we fall, it causes us and allows us to fall again. And it's easier to fall again. We're broken down, we've crossed over a line, so it's easier to continue to cross down and lower ourselves to a derech yirida. I'm going to try my best not to fall at all. I'm going to try my best not to bow down on any level to my Yetzer. But if Chas V'Sholom I end up doing a Kriya and falling somewhat, Sheva Yipal Tzadik V'Kam, I'm going to get right back up. Lo Ishtachave. I'm definitely not going to then allow it to go and fully fall more. I'm not going to go the next step. Lo Yichrev Lo Ishtachave. And each and every one of us has to be that Ish Yehudi Ayab Ish Yishon Abirish Mordechai. Mordechai at Tzadik is someone who is trying their best never to fall. But even when we do fall, we get right back up. And we say, I'm not going to fall anymore. And I'm not going to allow myself to fall farther than I did. I'm going to lift myself up and be proud to be the Yid that I am. Strong in my Emunah, strong in my Bitachon. It's going to lift me up because that's Vada, as we all know, what all of Purim is about. All of Purim is that even in those dark hours, seeing Hashem. But it's not just people think it's seeing Hashem when we're going through trials and tribulations in our life. We're struggling in Shiduchim something, we're struggling in Parnassah something, we're struggling in with someone, Lo Aleinu, with a Machla, so we have to see Hashem hidden behind the scenes, orchestrating everything in our lives. That's for sure true. But it's also when we're Nistar Beruchnias, and we fall a little bit in our Avodas Hashem, and we do a Kriya, Lo Yishtachave. Even then, remember, the Ribbono Shel is by my side now also. The Ribbono Shel loves me. He's in Golus with us. And when I fall, Baruch Nes, he's still by my side. And he still loves me. And I'm going to pull myself right back up. Like a Mordechai HaTzadik. Bez Hashem Yisbarach, we shall be Zoyche. To never fall. But if we fall, get right back up. And we'll always feel HaKadosh Baruch in our lives. Everyone should have a Heilige Shabbos Kodesh. Full of Simcha, full of Bracha.
Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh. 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 Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh,